Since 2020, the Philadelphia Lullaby Project has paired musicians with parents to write original songs for their babies. Because of the pandemic, all the songwriting has been done online until now. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports tonight, for the first time, the artists, parents, and babies are coming together for a live concert of their work.
When Nadja Lloyd got pregnant with twin girls in 2021, she started writing a long poem about her start in motherhood.
So about the first kick, when I first found out I was pregnant, when I first found out it was twins, and every step along the way as my stomach grew and the emotions I went through.
When her daughters Ava and Adea were born, Lloyd wanted to write a song for them, but as a busy mom going to school at the Community College of Philadelphia, she didn't know where to start. Then she discovered the Philadelphia Lullaby Project, which put her together with singer-songwriter Megan Carey, a musician who's been working with the project since it started 3 years ago.
This is an amazing idea to help caregivers connect with their young children. They might not have this at their fingertips, this musical thing, to tell their story and share the feelings that they want to share with their child in song.
Together, Carey and Lloyd wrote Two Perfect Beans.
Two perfect beans from one small pie. They call you twins, I just call you mine.
And I wanted to send a message to them to make sure that they knew that they are two separate individual children. Even though they're identical, I may dress them the same by accident. And they have two completely different personalities night and day. And I wanted to make sure that they knew that.
The Philadelphia Lullaby Project is operated by World Cafe Live as the local iteration of an international project created by the music education nonprofit of Carnegie Hall in New York. Project manager Yacinda Arlano finds participating parents through partnerships with community groups like Catholic Social Services, Jewish Family Services, and the Community College.
So we're looking to get like really in the neighborhoods, people who don't have access to these kind of programs to begin with.
The program starts with parents writing a letter to their babies, which the songwriters use as a jumping off point. The object is to foster a deeper bond between parents and children through music. Some parents are using the program to foster a deeper bond between their children and their native heritage. Sylvia Roldan is from Ecuador. She now lives in Philadelphia and in 2020 gave birth to her daughter, Amaya. She wanted a lullaby in the style of a traditional Ecuadorian huayno folk song played on a charango guitar.
We try through instruments for my country to teach her that she belongs to that culture as well, even if she was born here. She has a family there that loves her so much, and I'm trying through this song transmit that to her.
The Concert of Lullabies pulls from the list of approximately 125 songs written during the project. It will be performed by professional musicians backed by a small orchestra at Esperanza Arts Center in North Philadelphia. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.